From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A moment now to mark the passing of a man who helped magicians fool audiences in innovative ways. His name was Charles Reynolds, and he died late last week at age 78. Reynolds spent a good deal of time working on Broadway. For a show called Merlin, starring magician Doug Henning, Reynolds created a way to make a horse and rider disappear. He was also a scholar of magic. Mr. Reynolds collected and wrote books on the subject. He was the 2004 Magician of the Year, and Magic magazine named him one of the 20th century's most influential practitioners of the craft. For Ricky Jay, an author, actor, historian, and one of the world's great sleight-of-hand artists, it was not the technical side of Reynolds' tricks that made him stand out, but his erudition. Mr. Jay, welcome, and what was it about Charles Reynolds' personality that you think set him apart?
I think for me, you know, growing up in New York and knowing Charlie at the time I was quite young, when I finally was really able to appreciate him, it was going to his wonderful brownstone in Greenwich Village. He had this narrow three-story brownstone that was, you would open up the door and you would see this sarcophagus, this magnificent sarcophagus case, and a place lined with books from floor to ceiling. And as you walked up the stairs, you would see these posters of magicians. And you realize that he and his wife, Regina, instead of being the people that one normally associated with magic, these goofy guys who had blinking rabbit in the hat in top hat pins on their jacket lapels, was in fact some bright, urbane, witty, literate man. And it was marvelously refreshing.
So he conferred some class on this trade of yours, is what you
absolutely. I mean, this was a fellow who knew D.N. Arbus and who would talk to you about Josephine Baker and James Joyce. It was delightfully refreshing.
Now, he was not the magician we would see perform on stage, but he helped other magicians do tricks on stage.
Right. He was a consultant for, you know, two of the major magicians of the time, for Doug Henning and for Harry Blackstone Jr.
You're going to tell us how he made the horse and rider disappear?
I have no idea.
Maybe they just vanished into thin air that
apparently
moment.
So, yeah. That's the way I saw it.
Does this appeal of magic to a more educated and more sophisticated audience, is that accurate, or are most people practicing magic perpetuating the, let's say, the rabbit in the hat flashing a lapel pin image?
Well, I do think, unfortunately, most people get into magic to cover up severe social deficiencies. Fortunately, that was not Charlie's approach, and not the approach of the people we admire, those of us who are in magic for a profession.
Well, Ricky Jay, thanks for talking with us about Charles Reynolds, a magician, consultant, who died late last week at age 78.
Well, thank you.
Ricky Jay, author, actor, historian, and one of the world's great sleight-of-hand artists.